Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. You know what time it is? It's time for a new series. And I am telling you, this series here, I don't know. I'm always going to say, oh, wow, it's going to be good. And I know because, you know, as I was in the gym on today, and it's so funny because God had me pretty much on my back for 3 days, right? On my back for 3 days. I was able to still do business. Thank God that we are in free enterprise, and the business I'm in, you can do from the phone at home or anywhere you want to be and still do big business. But, you know, this week we're going to be focused like a laser. Focus like a laser. How to become immune to distractions. How to become immune to distractions. How many of us know that we're all susceptible to distractions, just like we're susceptible to the cold, to the flu, to getting ill, what have you? But you can build up your immunity, meaning that it may touch your neighbor, but it does not have to come into your house. You can be susceptible, but it does not mean that it has to overtake you. I'm talking about distractions. Our scripture on today is going to be coming out of the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, right? When I read this passage, and of course, we've read it multiple times, but it always depends, and it's so powerful that we're not just depending on the logos word, meaning the written word where we're reading this like a textbook. God says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when we begin to fully surrender ourselves, like in all of our ways to God, you will be surprised of how big of things you're able to do. And I'm telling you this right now. I am speaking not from what I heard, but from what I know. And when I read the scriptures, the word of God that now became the Rhema word is alive and kicking, just like our Savior Jesus Christ. Something came over me, not something, someone. The Holy Spirit began to bring all the word into my remembrance and says, you know what? Jesus is our laser. Jesus is our laser. Now, when we go into this scripture, oh my God, when we go into this scripture, I want you to pay very close attention to the word. Now, here it is in the book of John, who totally Holy Spirit gave him all of this because John was not walking with the disciples, with Jesus. This is real deal Holyfield. And then John now can clearly state what was said in the very beginning in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Now, there's no way that myself, my little old self, all the mistakes, all the wrong turns I made in life, all the things that I'm still, that I have still imperfected, could know the things that God reveals to me, lest it was the Holy Spirit. So we better give him his respect, his honor, his due here as we go into prayer. Father God, we come before you on this day. We honor you because you are God. You are the great I am. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for this day that you've made. Each day that we come closer to you, as we become wiser and stronger and come into a higher level of understanding of your word. Not just the Logos word, your rhema word, your son, Jesus Christ, who died for us to have an abundant life. Isn't that what we're all after? But we've been looking in the wrong places and spaces. We've given place to things that don't belong. Father God, we ask you right now for forgiveness for that, of our sin, the thing that separates us from you. As we're getting a very clear understanding of what you mean in the word that you've left behind for us, the basic instructions before leaving this earth so that we will now have an abundant life and be able to make our lifestyle taking our spot at the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that with that and operating in abundance, there's no reason for confusion, competition. But we can literally have compassion for those who are moving along on their journey. But we can take them along with us to the top by example. Father God, we're thanking you right now that our hearts are open. We're surrendering it all to you. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds daily, only by your word, not by the counterfeit things that the world has shown us and told us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're moving into light that will always drive out darkness. As we're going forth, we're thanking you for all the people that you're sending to us, north, south, east, west, to build your kingdom, which is the big business. We're not locking you out of any area of our life. And we're thanking you that every crooked path is being made straight right now in the name of Jesus. We are complying with your principles in your word. We're thanking you that your Holy Spirit will bring everything into our remembrance, severing us from anything of darkness or distractions right now in the name of Jesus. We're blessing your holy name, and we're sealing this prayer with his holiness. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. So I have begun to start doing for God and allowing God to do through me what he has told me so long ago. Just like every one of you all, some of us have been in this obedience. It's levels to everything. And I can remember, hopefully you guys had a great enjoyment with my shepherd, Dr. Sherry Gaither. And I could remember one time in church where she said something that partial disobedience is total disobedience. When it comes to when God tells you to do something, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so when we start talking about focus like a laser, how to become immune to distractions, like I said earlier, every one of us will be susceptible, meaning the distractions will appear in our lives. They come in different forms. Many of it is self-inflicted. That is the word, meaning that we bring it on ourselves, not that we sit there and say, come on, come on, come on, I'm looking for you to come and get me off my game. No, it's our thoughts. Sometimes it's the people that we hang around. Sometimes it's the things that we will even allow into our eye gates, our ear gates, that will now find its place in our hearts. And if it's the heart that God is searching for, not your deeds, not how you're dressed up, if it's the heart that he's searching, then that's the area that when he searched, we need to say, when you come frisk us, God, we need it to be pure, and we need our hands. These are the instruments, our hands, our work, that's really showing that we're in faith. We need our hands to be clean. Now, I need us to talk about something real quick. Because the word of God, which is Jesus, is our laser. Let's read the scripture, and then we're going to go into breaking this down before we build it up this week. Hopefully you, your family, and even some of your friends, and I can tell you some, put some of your foes on the line. Because this is going to bring us together like never before. When we start understanding that we're all in this thing together and everybody kind of want the same things, but people are doing it in their own way versus God's way, and that's where the conflict comes in. This is where the clash comes in. We think it's about personalities, but it's about principles. We think it's about personalities, but it's about principles. Because you know what? Personalities, we know that, yeah, we probably had the seed of our personality from the time of birth, but if we operate in principle, it's designed all to get along and go up to the top, and we don't ever have to stop. Let's watch this here. The word of God, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. I've been on my back for 3 days, and God been dealing with me for 3 days. I thought that it was about a sinus attack, a flu trying to come over me, whatever, the body aching, all of this. But now, it was only after the third day, he started revealing to me that he needed me to slow down so I can speed up and become focused like a laser on what he told me to do, and that is to destroy the yoke of the enemy in people's lives, starting with my own. Hello, somebody. Let's listen to this here. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, capital Word. And the Word, capital Word, was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. The Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. If our life is not bringing light, there is a conflict. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. You're wondering why there is a clash in your life when you are trying to operate in light, and then a distraction or darkness appears. I need you guys to hear something. We're talking about building business, and we're talking about going to places that you've never gone before. The distractions must appear. If you are reading in this book of John, it shows that darkness was still there, but the light will always win. Now, when we start talking about focused like a laser, we always hear be laser focused. But most of the time, when people say things out of their mouth, it's because of things that they've heard. They never even said, you know, let me go and look up what do laser focus really mean? Because I would hear people say I'm laser focused, but I can see them distracted all day long because they don't even know what's a distraction. Now, let's talk about what is a laser. It says it's a device, so we could say a tool, that produces a very narrow, highly concentrated beam of light. When now you condense that light, like in a small concentration, it becomes even more powerful than just light, like if it's a broad light, like lighting up the room, it's different when it's a laser. But the laser have a variety of uses. It could be used in surgery, when you're thinking about surgery, cutting things open for the better. Surgery is supposed to be, we got to open you up so we can shut out what maybe it's illness or something. Surgery is designed to correct. Welding, putting back together. So you're telling me that the laser, which is you can break down and it could put you back together. And then it says lasers are even used to cut metal. It don't matter how tough you are. Jesus gonna break you down. One, it's some people that don't acknowledge God until they are on their deathbed, about to take their last breath, and that's when they want to say, "Oh God." The last words they say, "Oh God." When they had the opportunity, their whole life, and let God now come into their life and do big things, bring light, lack of confusion, right? Light brings clarity. Now, I need you to know that it also says that lasers are designed to amplify or stimulate radiation, going past all of these things, or it can treat or remove something. Treat or remove. This is why I said Jesus is the laser. While you're trying to build your business, most people are focused on the distractions, which we're going to talk about, versus focus on the principles of God that is the directive to big things. Big peace, big happiness. You ain't got to ask permission for none of that. I need you to understand that a distraction is a thing, person or place. So, you know, we call it a noun, a person, place, or thing. That could be a circumstance, that can be anything. You name it, because you're going to have, over this time, we're going to be unpacking for you to identify what these distractions are. I'm going to tell you, they get sneaky. As soon as you think you've overcome one, or sometimes you think you've overcome a distraction, but you never really did, it shows up at the most inopportune time. How about you know that distractions, the reason why distractions are always going to show up when it seems like I have no time for this. This is not what I need right now. This is not what I ordered. That's how distractions roll. Distraction says a thing, and we put it a person, place, or thing. You always want to add it out. That prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. So we're talking about laser focus. We're talking concentrated, full attention. It's either a diversion, a disturbance, a hindrance, an interference. It can become an extreme agitation to your mind or your emotions, pissing you off. But I am telling you right now how we're going to use that, because Dr. Miles Monroe always said that you will find your passion in what pisses you off. And I find that whenever someone is trying to agitate me, interfere with what God has told me to do, I get agitated. I get pissed off enough to pursue even harder. I need us to use distraction for us to discover what we really are supposed to be doing. You're not doing big business lest you become a big solution to people. It ain't happening. If you still want to play small, then keep allowing the distractions to divert you away from what you're supposed to be doing. But I need you to know that when you can focus on God and his principles, the laws that's going to be rocking it out, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. You can ignore them if you want to. The principles. You will now become the solution or an answer. You will become the solution or answer to all of your challenges and distractions. You won't even tolerate them no more. But you're going to have to identify, and we're going to go down the road on this week. But you're just going to have the courage to follow through. How would I know this? I'm looking at where I am, even in my company I am in. It's 4 years now. And I can go back stumbling blocks. I could not have done it by myself. I was still being a wife. I was still being a mom. I was still being a church sister. I was still being Nikki. When I say Nikki, I'm talking about the still the little girl in me, the still the things that I still was challenged with, or the things I was still working through. Don't you think just because your body developed that every other area, every other scar, every other hindrance that you were encountering with from the time you were born just immediately goes away? They might go and suppress somewhere, but they're still there. And the only person that can cut and sever through that is Jesus. And it's the word. The word. I don't care what drama or what problem I've ever had. I found a solution in the word. And when I become focused on the laser, which was Jesus, every single thing will fall into place. Maybe it seemed like it's taking a little too long. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the focus is on the circumstance and the focus is not on him. I was on the back for 3 days, like I said, and I was able to catch up even on some different spiritual shows that I love to watch. But I ran into one that I'd never heard before. And this gentleman, powerful pastor, he was out of Nigeria, and he said something. And we already know that God doesn't need us, right? We need him. But then he said that there was one thing that God can't do for himself, and that's when the souls of people. I say, what you say? What are you talking about? The omniscient, all-powerful God, well, the Holy Spirit is not going to twist your arm. And you only go hear him if you can hear him. So we, that's made in the likeness of his image, our life is supposed to be the light everywhere we go. Business, personal, what have you. It's time for us to be in full alignment with the laser so that now it became so relevant, so apparent of what building the kingdom was really about. Yes, we're talking about big business, but you ain't having no big business without people. And if you have a ton of broken people, a ton of people with lack of integrity, lack of character, lost, broken, the business ain't going that far. We will accelerate the expiration date of our businesses if we don't focus on the laser, build ourselves up so we even have the building blocks to build up someone else. We're talking about, and there was a clear thing, even with my pastor ministering to me and saying the sustainability, you've passed every test. She's watched the test. Some of them she knows, some of them she don't know. But all she sees is I'm standing through the test of what time. And then I'll sit there and try to go easy where I'll say, oh, I don't want to say that. I'm just being very, I don't want to say that because they already say she too hard, she too rough, she a woman, she don't say that. I didn't make my voice. I didn't even make my countenance. I could try to change to please you, but because my focus is God, I got to please him first. How about that? Let's open up the call. We're talking this morning about how we are going to become immune to distraction, focused like a laser. Hello, somebody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's light up this cue. Let's light up this cue. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Focus like a laser. Good morning. 770, last 48970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra. And you don't have to change anything about you. I know you know that. But, you know, I realize that the way you are, some people wouldn't get the message if you weren't that way. Example, me, because I'm so hard-headed sometimes that I need somebody to shake me up and be a little rough and say, so how is that working for you? So I appreciate God. I appreciate God exactly how you are, because you throw it back in our face and say, oh, really? So how is that working out? And we got to sit there and think about it. How is this working out? It's not. So let me find a better way. And, you know, I started this journey in September, and I thought it was about one thing. And I'll be honest, I've been all over the place, but it's been a process, and God keeps bringing me back to the same issue for me. It's about the people, and I think I shared with you guys that is my number one problem, people, and I'm struggling. I was talking to people at the last event, the pro leader event I went to, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, I am the biggest, and there's reasons behind this, okay? When I was little, my dad was straight con artist from New York. I mean, he was doing all kind of illegal things. So he taught me at a very, very early age how to lie, how to watch my back, how to watch his back. And so I grew up being very deceptive from the get-go. So I,
wow.
I'm like a chameleon. I'm a chameleon. I can be whatever anybody needs me to be because I know how to pretend. I was trained very well how to pretend. And the thing about it is, very few people get to know the real me. And it's usually only family. And to be honest, I don't really have that many friends. I've been asking God for friends, but I had to be a friend first before I can ever receive a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was sharing was that I keep running, Nicola. I keep running because I, you know, I remember you said you were low-tech, and no one's low-tech today because technology's so easy, right? But I'm so... I can figure anything out. You know what I mean? You put it in my face and give me an hour, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out how it works. I'll figure out what it does. And I can even change it up if I need to. Now, that's been my blessing, but that's also been my curse because that keeps me away from people, right? I'll do things on my own as opposed to ask someone for help because that means I have to ask someone for help. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to get connected like that. So I want to do it on my own. And so I learned how to do things on my own since I was little. And the thing that God keeps bringing me back, and I shared this with a few people on the line. They may be on the line. They may not be. You know, I was like, you know what? I could do this whole thing by myself. I don't need to be a part of the Momentum Society. I got this. And I was, and I went to the thing, and I was like, idiot, this is not about an organization. This is not about Nicola. This is about God's people. And until I can get that really depth in my soul, I'm not going to go where I want to go, right? I want to be successful, but not the type of successful that this world knows, the type of successful that God's promised us, you know, the power to create abundant life, the power to have joy that's unsurmountable joy the world cannot take away. That's what I want. But I can't get there if I can't get past this issue, which the issue started so long ago when I was a little girl. And until I open up that door to being allowed myself to get close to people, I don't know that I'll be able to ever be successful. But I'm opening up that door slowly, as you see. And you've been sort of that catalyst for me right now. Because you are the way you are, you know what I mean? And I think that's why I said I thank God that you are that way. Because if you weren't, I probably would, you know, do the same thing I always do, get what I need to get and move on. But it's not about that. It's not about me being successful. It's not about me having money. It's really about God's people. He has a plan, and I see it. I see it clear as day, and I just have to do the work. And I'm doing the work. I am doing the
work. You're doing the work. You're doing the work, Sandra. when we talked about the laser, go back and listen to this call and the prayer and what God had been working on with me. And even the idea of the laser being the concentrated beam of light that would be used in surgery to cut open and then in welding to put things back together, to release. What you just shared, you probably never even realized you've never shared that publicly. We are now removing all of the layers of the bull crap so we can get real. Many people are hiding from their true self. To hide from your true self is to hide from God. I learned a long time ago, God don't want to bless no mess. And I said, you know what? I'd rather release the mess just so I can have you, because when I look around and nobody else ain't there, you're there. My God, Sandra. Congratulations. 919-5297. Yes, it ain't about me, because if it was about me, I would still be in the gym working on this tummy. I would still be doing something else if I want to be. But I'm down with God, because I need to be down with me. Good morning, 919-5297. What's going on?
Good morning, Nicola. This is Tony Green from North Carolina.
Hey, Tony. Hey, what's up, King? Good morning.
Hi. So this message this morning is definitely for me. Since an early age, I've always known that I was the one that was going to be the person in my family to break the generational cycle of the way my family has been living. And never quite knew how I would do it, when I would do it, but, you know, when I came across this opportunity, I saw and I felt, I said, oh, this is it. This is how I'm going to do it. But, you know, I have allowed distractions after distraction after distraction to keep me from building the way that I know I need to be building. And it has been weighing on me for the last couple of weeks now, and I've been praying on it, and I even started reading my Bible. I started reading my Bible now every morning, from the time I get up until the time I get ready to get my son up from school. That's what I do. I read the Bible, and so it has helped me. It has helped me tremendously, because, you know, I have pastors that are uncles, and they've always told me that you're the one, you're the one, you're the one. I see God doing so many amazing things in your life. You're going to be the one. And I never heard them tell any of my other siblings or cousins, or not even their own children, that. But they've told me that several times. And I know that it's meant for me to be, because I've known it for a very long time, and praying and just working at trying to be better at getting rid of those distractions so I can go where God wants me to be.
My God. King, that's so powerful, because when you grow up with that knowing, it's so funny, because I hear so many leaders come and they say, I just knew it, but I didn't know how. And they're coming here to be equipped, to be trained. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't for us. We just getting the rest, like $1 million, $2 million, it's just a remnant. It ain't the big picture. And I am telling you right now, that you said you've been praying, you've been working, but I want you to add the word releasing to it. Whenever you're praying and God now shows you, because he will show you, And I want to release that to you, Lord, right in the midst while that portal is open, right? Prayer is opening up the portal, the communion between you and God. And when he speaks to you, even if it's just in that minute, that's why you got to have full attention. And when he speaks, say, okay, I'm releasing it. Because he can't release it for you. Focus like a laser this week, guys. Focus like a laser this week. 407-5119. Oh, wow, we went over. Last caller. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning. With no coffee. Can you believe it?
Look at God.
That's God for real.
This is Tamika from Orlando, and I just want to say, if it wasn't for the way that you are, if you want to call it hard, whatever you want to call it, I would not be able to be the person that I am today. I just want to thank you so much. And thank you for the previous caller. Tony, what you said is absolutely true because, you know, and the previous caller before, you know, she said that, you know, she was taught to lie at an early age. And some of us don't realize that we have been taught to be deceptive and lie at an early age. You know, it was the time, you know, when your parents, when somebody would call the house on the phone, something so cool as this, and you would have your mom in the background or your dad saying, tell them I'm not home. Or somebody would knock on the door and they would say, tell them I'm not here. So from an early age, we have learned to be, you know, deceptive and lie. And that's a thing, you know, of just from a growing up as a generational thing that happens to us and we don't even realize it. Yesterday's message at church was about that too. It was about how we were taught to learn how to be deceptive. And when you speak about, you know, us being disobedient, you know, and even if you're doing it a little bit, it doesn't matter. In a whole, you're being disobedient to what God is telling you to do. And you always say, I take my notes all the time. I come to this call with my notes, and you always say, bad company corrupts good character. And your mom will always tell you, show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are. And it's absolutely true. I've learned, you know, that I am the person in my family as well that has to break these curses and these cycles that have been going on in my family for so many years. And I've just learned that you have to get over people and get under God. That's the only way you're going to be able to do anything in life, in business, in your relationships, in networking, anything that you're going to have to do, you're going to have to get under God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you so much.
I'm telling you, we are grown people, and we are still, like I said, susceptible to the distractions, the ridicule. You trying to get up and up-level your game, even if it's your mental game, your spiritual game. Just understand the distractions, even when somebody try to say, oh, you think you all that, all just because you trying to be better. Or you think you perfect, all because you're trying to be obedient to God. Or you think you it's all about you, even when you trying to be into people, because you're trying to do something bigger than just what maybe your past generations have done. The distractions come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. We got to know how to identify it. Come with your pen and pad on tomorrow because we workshopping on tomorrow. We workshopping. We are going to call them distractions out, and we're going to drive it out with the light of God. Laser focus, guys, right? We got to be focused like a laser. How to become immune to distractions. It's going to be good. Have a blessed and productive day. Go do some work. Add that to that faith.